Thank you very much, Jackie, for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. And Jackie is the daughter of GOP presidential candidate, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who's been through Iowa. He was in Knoxville, actually, earlier this month, just ahead of the Iowa caucuses here. And you've been in Iowa a few times, Jackie, and you just got back in yesterday. What's it been like, your experiences in Iowa that you've had so far this year?
We've had a great time in Iowa. We've been here, actually. I'm here with my husband, Jimmy, and my children, Maggie and Robert. And we've been here a couple of years in a row, going to the state fair in the summer, which has been a lot of fun. Robert loves the fried Twinkies, and Maggie always loves getting cowboy boots. So we've had a really good time at the state fair. It's a lot of fun. And I've also been back to campaign and also for the debates. I'll always enjoy Iowa. The people of Iowa are very straightforward. They're very interested in what's happening, very intelligent about what's going on in our nation. And I think they really appreciate Dad being here and campaigning on the ground.
Yeah, and what's it been like to see your dad? He's obviously been very heavily involved in politics as long as you can remember, but the idea, him running for president now, it's a little bit different than it was in the 90s with him being speaker. What's it been like seeing that get off the ground and seeing the ups and downs of the political campaign?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. He first started running for Congress when I was 7. So I've been doing this a long time. We had a little bit of a break, but he ran in 74 and 76. Which means you can now calculate my age. But he lost the first few times he ran. And it was a very rural district, so we spent a lot of time in the car, traveling between cities. Sounds a lot like the bus tour, doesn't it, in Iowa? And spent a lot of time going to radio stations, like coming here. In a lot of ways, this reminds me a lot of how I grew up. Dad loves to campaign. He loves, and I know part of why that people of Iowa love him is that they can ask him a question, he'll give them a real answer. He doesn't have a scripted lines. He provides real information. And I think he really likes being on the ground and listening and hearing from the people of Iowa.
And you've talked about kind of that being from a rural district. Do you see any similarities to the growing up in the rural district as you see to campaigning in Iowa and that kind of grassroots level?
Absolutely. The original 6th district that he represented was kind of west and south of Atlanta. So it went all the way down to Griffin, which was a medium-sized town, all the way west to Alabama. And there was really no major media market because that was Atlanta, and that was way too expensive and didn't really cover the area that he was in. So literally, he spent most of his time, and we would be with him. My sister Kathy and I would be in the car, and we would stop any place there was one person. So we come to the crossroads, pull into the gas station, get out, shake hands with the one or two people that were there, chat for a while, and then go on to the next town. And it was just covering a lot of roads and meeting a lot of people. So he is very good at retail campaigning. He loves to be out in the people because he loves to learn. He loves to listen. He loves to talk to people. And he is very concerned about what concerns people and what he can do to help them in our nation.
What do you think makes your dad qualified to run for president? Why would you vote for him? Obviously, he's your dad, but what else about him makes him your man for president?
Well, I think you raise a good point. As much as I love my father, if he wasn't qualified, I wouldn't campaign for him, I have to say. So he is very qualified. He's done it before, and he can do it again. He is the only candidate, including President Barack Obama, who at the national level has balanced a budget, has reformed welfare, has cut taxes, has cut spending. He did all that when he was speaker. He led the revolution of the 1994 contract with America. And he understands what it takes to get things done at a national level. And where we are at our nation is we're at a very serious juncture. We really need someone that can step in and actually get things done at the national level that we need. And we really need someone that can balance the budget, cut taxes, cut spending, and reform major entitlement programs.
All right. And there's been a lot of talk about especially from your dad, about the negative campaigning that's been on the airwaves. And it's something that he's spoken out against. Him and Calista came out with a very cheery Christmas ad, almost in response it was to those negative ads. How do you feel about those negative campaign ads?
Well, that they spent millions of dollars negative attack ads against him. And it's unfortunate because I think first of all, people want solutions. They don't want problems. And what negative campaigns do is they bring up problems. And more than usually, they bring up part of the information. And so I think it really sells the people short. I think people are really interested in how do we go from here? How do we get to a balanced budget, which he's done before? How do we actually cut spending to make sure that we can live within our means as a country? And how do we get jobs? I mean, what people want are jobs. People want jobs. People want prosperity. People want a balanced budget. And negative ads don't get us there. They do absolutely nothing except help President Obama. And we really need to focus on getting the economy back in order. And Dad's done it before, and he can do it again.
All right. And you and your family are actually kind of on a winter vacation of sorts, kind of swinging back to a lighter side here. What else do you guys got left ahead of you in Iowa before the caucuses next Tuesday?
We're going to do a little bit of traveling around in rural Iowa, as you can tell. And I figure we're going to stop at a candy shop later on today. We're thinking of going to the some of the sightseeing, the bridges of Madison County tomorrow. So we will take some time and have some fun as a family. And I've got to say, I really appreciate my husband coming up here and supporting, my dad. It's a huge, obviously a huge win for my father. And it's really fun to have Maggie and Robert along. Now I understand why my dad drugged me everywhere when he was campaigning when I was little, because having children along does make it a lot more fun.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just want to say I'm really glad to be here. I always love coming to Iowa. I find the people very engaging, very interested in what's happening, and very interested in finding solutions to our problems, which is what Dad's all about.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.